Hello, and thank you for listening to episode 157 of 60 Minutes With. I'm Dave, and this is another of our Soundcheck 'Em Out shows, and is in fact the 15th of these shows, which now makes 45 different artists that have been showcased. 45 awesome songs put into your ears. And just to take a second to once again thank the people that have reached out and got in touch with me and said thanks to these shows that they've now discovered new music. And more importantly, they've supported this new music by buying the stuff. We always say, you know, if you love the music on these shows, please, please, please support the bands by buying their music. Now then, regular listeners, you'll know that my music of choice is rock music. Growing up with classic rock of the 70s, hair metal of the 80s, that's my bread and butter. That's what I love. I have got another Soundcheck 'Em Out show already prepped. That's quite mellow. It's one of those, I always say in these shows, you know, turn up the speakers, play it loud. But the one that's prepped, that is more mellow. It's put your feet up, pour yourself, you know, a glass of your favourite drink and relax. This one, however, you've really got to turn your speakers up for this show. The three songs in this are so good, so good. It is as well. It's another show that's purely focused on the bands from Frontiers Music. Now, I did a show a few episodes ago. I could really have looked what episode to point you exactly into that direction. But why do that when you can go to our website, 60minuteswith.co.uk, and go through all of the shows that we do. A previous Soundcheck 'Em Out show, I did have Wet, Perfect Plan, and Gioeli Castronovo. I hope I've said that last one right. I know I struggled when I did that show. I've showcased bands from Frontiers Music before. The odd one here and there. But the one that I just mentioned and this one. The three bands are from Frontiers Music. And like I said before, if you're into your rock music, you've got to check that label out. It really is. I think it's made for me. Every time they release an album by whatever band, holy shit, it is so good. So let's go through the three bands. Let's start with Swedish hard rockers Crazy Licks. And they're back with another sleaze metal gem that harkens back to the best of 80s rock. Hell yes! While also keeping a foot planted in the 21st century. Their latest album, Forever Wild, and that's going to be released on May the 17th, 2019, further cements Crazy Licks as one of the leaders of the Scandinavian-led 80s hard rock revival. Yes, everybody in Scandinavia, keep it going. With huge choruses, memorable hooks and riffs, wailing emotive guitar solos, and massive production by Danny Raxon and Chris Laney, this album is sure to resonate with old fans and new listeners alike. The band explores a wider range of styles than ever before on Forever Wild, from the hard-rocking and anthemic opening track Wicked, which is what I'm going to play in a minute, to the AOR-inspired upcoming single Silent Thunder, to songs like Eagle that sound like they came off a Bon Jovi album circa 1986. Crazy Licks managed to blend a love and reverence for 80s rock with their own stamp on each track. With Forever Wild, Crazy Licks have set the bar very high against their own revered and celebrated catalogue. Their best album yet? We'd say so. Don't miss Crazy Licks while they're on the road in support of the album either, as their live shows are a sight to behold. Dates to be announced soon. I will be watching out very closely for those dates. Fingers crossed for UK dates. Fingers and toes crossed for dates here in North Wales. So here we go with the first song of this show. Like I said, everyone, play it loud. Start with this one. Crazy Licks, Wicked.
Yeah.
Crazy Licks and Wicked, and on to the next band. The Treatment and Power Crazy is the fourth full-length album from this British hard rock band, and it's going to be released on March the 22nd, 2019. So as recording, and as will be released very, very close, if you're listening to this, close to release date. Coupling sonic power with an insane taste for infectious riffs, The Treatment are firing on all cylinders with their slice of no-frills hard rock. A quick listen will instantly reveal the essential ingredients of a classic hard rock album. Riffs, huge choruses, catchy licks. Who doesn't like some catchy licks? And straight-to-the-point songs. Power Crazy is The Treatment's first album to feature new singer Tom Rampton. What a fucking great job he does too. With his raspy voice reminiscent of the classic Bon Scott tone, you can rest assured he knows how to ride high on the band's twin guitar attack. We believe this record is a strong statement from the band, and we look forward to playing the new songs live. We will be touring throughout 2019 and can't wait to see you all there on the road. Another band to keep an eye open. Tour dates, again, for me, UK, North Wales, please. Let's keep this show short with me waffling, heavy with the music. It's The Treatment and Hang Them High. The Treatment, Hang Them High. Come on, you've got to agree, two songs in, two fucking awesome songs. And another one still to come from The Brink. At this point, there is simply no disputing that hard rock is flourishing in the United Kingdom, It is. I've said this before on previous shows. I dropped out of music more or less at the end of the 80s. Didn't get back into it until about 4 or 5 years ago when this podcast started, and even more so since doing these Soundcheck Amount shows. There is so much great rock music, not just in the United Kingdom, but worldwide. British hard rock appears on the verge of a rebirth that years and years from now will be viewed as a turning point in music history. Living in the here and now, these are exciting times to be a rock fan. Frontiers already has some pack-leading British hard rock bands in its stable, like Inglorious, brilliant, Wayward Sons, brilliant, Doomsday Outlaw, brilliant, and Bigfoot. Oh, the Bigfoot are the band that got me back into music in a big, big way. I was heartbroken to hear a few weeks ago that they announced that they were sadly breaking up. There's still a final tour from them to come in 2019, so if you want to see Bigfoot out on the road one last time, please keep an eye open for their tour dates. You will not be disappointed. If you haven't heard the band, Frontiers Music, go and buy the last album. Buy the EPs before that too, because every single one of them is so good. Influenced by classic hard rock bands of both past and present, but with a modern rock sound in the mix, The Brink truly breathe new life and energy into the British hard rock scene. The Brink's vibrant new 21st century form of balls to the wall rock and roll is on full display on their full-length debut album, Nowhere to Run, which is going to be released on May the 17th, 2019. Another good album incoming. Weaving delicate harmonies, both vocal and instrumental, together with hard-driving rock riffs, they have created a fresh style of their own, enticing fans from a variety of rock genres, not just hard rock. Fans of 80s hard rock and Warped Tour style rock. Got to admit, don't know what Warped Tour style rock is. If anybody wants to tell me, please let me know. I default to the usual excuse of, I'm just getting old. The debut album showcases fist-pumping anthems and epic ballads built for the stadium stage, but that also makes sweat drip off the walls of the clubs. Their rock and roll journey started in Wisbech and Cambridge, both places I've been to, and they have worked their way up the ladder to headline in places such as London, Manchester, Newcastle, Sheffield, Nottingham, and Lincoln. With two EPs under their belt, their debut album on the horizon, and much more to come, the future looks bright and the road long. Again, another band. Please come to the Tivoli in Buckley, North Wales. The rock place for us. Such an amazing place. Three bands I want to see, three bands I haven't seen live yet. Three bands who were new to me until the show. And me listening to the songs again, and the link will be on the podcast notes on our website. Frontiers Music. If you love your rock music, just buy everything they release. You're not going to be disappointed. That's all you need to do. It's not a big ask. Let's well, okay, the website then. Of course, you all know it by now, but just in case, 60minuteswith.co.uk. There is a contact us form on there, or you can email us direct, which is contact@60minuteswith.co.uk. We like getting emails. Tell us what you think about these shows. Tell us what you think about the music. Give me some more music to listen to. If you think there's a rock band out there that hasn't been showcased on these Soundcheck 'em Out shows, send me a link. I'll have a listen. Twitter, 60 Minutes With. Instagram, 60 Minutes With. Everything is the numerical 60, not the alphabetical one. And so to finish, in a big way, let's listen to The Brink and Break These Chains.
Well, he got back, he used to believe. Work out. the nights we stay up and think. Laugh all night as we would drink. Dance in the shadows, now those nights are gone. Well, it's all true.